Wow, man, we are still here. We are still here. Right. Let me tell you a bit more about this Saturday and Sunday that's going to be taking place at the Abbeydale Live Festival. I did tell you about the Broadfield, the Garden Stage, the Hunters, Marija Khan, Ryan Taylor, Amber, and Montuno. And next door, we got the April Les, Purple Dots, God's Coats, Ruby Doo, and the Moochers, No Well Order, and the Unseen. Wow, I'm going to have to spring myself, you know, to go and see both. At the Sarah Nolte Foundation Stage, we have Jim Random, some voices, the Wheeling, Pellegrin, Cashmar, Steve Edwards. There's so many to name, man. I could do the whole show just naming the artists, you know, that are going to be performing these events, you know. And also we got, on Sunday also pretty attractive day. Anyway, I'll be telling you more in a few songs time, man, because there's so many. I don't know where to start, you know, and I'm reading on the telephone, which is like pretty small print, you know, and I'm a bit of short-sighted so far. Anyway, amigos, remember, my birthday is on Friday. I will not forget that, you know. Every year, man, it's my birthday. Okay, amigos, let me tell you that something right, that we got a few commercials right now, you know, so here we go.
Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you. Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Yeah, this is the poet Benjamin Zephaniah coming down your radio wire, and you are listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM, my friend.
Hi, my name's Billy Bragg, and you're listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM.
Hi, I'm Eddie Grant, and you're listening to Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
Digo sí, dices no, y no acaba la discusión. Oh no, y aunque pides que nunca me vaya, dices primero adiós.
Ríes, lloras todo al mismo tiempo y caminas contra el viento. Y a pesar de que poco te entiendo,
no cambiaría nada en ti. Sí, al mirar tus ojos me sueño y vida, nadie me...
hasta el fin. Dices tú, digo yo, y me pides el corazón. Pero cuando me acerco, te escapas. Dime cuál es mi error. Cuentas el final siempre primero. Para ti no existe el tiempo. A pesar de que eres un misterio, no cambiaría nada en ti. Sí.
Tiempo dirá si yo sé. yo en este momento soy un trabajador y un trabajador que está ubicado con conciencia muy definida como parte de la clase trabajadora que lucha por construir una vida mejor.
Okay, amigos, this is Ladino Dimes on 93.2 FM. And I hope that you guys are going to stay with me until 7 o'clock. There's not much change, you know, like what's going on around the world right now. You know, it's been quite a few items of news, you know, but not exciting at all, because the violence and aggressiveness, the war still goes on. Meanwhile, we are here, you know, protesting, writing things on Facebook to protest and oppose the genocide and stuff. And this Saturday, there were about 300 people, 200, 300 people that were kind of cautioned, and some of them arrested for demonstrating against the genocidal system that Israel is utilizing to annihilate the whole population of the Gaza, all the Palestinians. Now they started with, this is so funny, you know, because all this, the technology has been pretty helpful so far, you know, so far it's been good things, you know, bad things, about technology and humanity. For example, you know, this is, what I was reading that, the Israelis were bombing Lebanon because of Hezbollah. You know, Hezbollah was created, you know, in the 83, 84, or something like that, you know. But the Israelis have been bombing Lebanon for many, 30, 40 years at least, you know. And obviously, we all know about Palestine as well. So many lies, you know. Why do people lying? They lie so much, you know. The lie now is a thing, you know. It's a fashion, you know. If you don't lie, you're not fashionable. I take it that way, you know. The other guy in Chile, for example, you know, he lied. Well, actually, in the past, I don't know, maybe 20, 30, 40 years, you know, most politicians, they become liars, you know, they're liars. The Zionists, no, the Zionists have been lying for 70-something years, you know. As soon as they said they were promised some piece of land somewhere, you know, they've been lying since then to obtain the piece of land, because nobody told them that. You know, who invented that, you know? You've chosen people, you know. Well, chosen people, they are the chosen murderers. You know, that is not good, man. You know what I mean? So, not much of the news, as I was saying. Everybody around the world, you know, it's like paying their attention, you know, onto the lies of the United States. And the United States now, people are turning their backs on them, more and more, et cetera. Yeah. Little countries, big countries, you know, the whole of Europe now, they're kind of like thinking twice about being friends with the United States, because the United States, you know, they go ahead and they do stuff without consulting no one, even though he calls people, other countries, allies. Oh, there are allies, they always help us, you know, they're always with us and stuff. But this time, you know, they didn't consult with no one whether they wanted to go to Iran and bomb the crap out of these people. Also threatened, you know, I mean, Europe was never threatened, apart from Hitler, who was trying to invade Europe and try to take over Europe. But he never said, oh, I'm going to annihilate, you know, the whole generation of people, you know, the whole country, you know, it's going to be annihilated. No, he just wanted to take over the whole bloody place, you know, as a fascist do, as Nazis do, as Zionists do. Anyway, now, as I said, well, there were a lot of things going about the Epstein files, you know, that have been going on for quite a while. And in Iran, they call it the Epstein War, you know, because that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to divert our attention to Iran, to Lebanon, to all these situations, you know, in order not to for us to actually push for the release of the files. Oh, man, this guy, I want to say Trump, okay, I want to say Trump, because that's the guy I'm referring to right now. He talks to the people as if they were children, you know. Oh, I've been the best president, you know, never been a president like this before in the United States, you know. I saved the world, I stopped the wars. What war? What did you stop, man? You stop a conflict, you know, that you started? So it's up to you whether you started, you finish it. Come on. Now, he didn't consult with any other of the allies, you know, about going to war with Iran, you know. And Iran, the Iranians, you know, after the beginning, they didn't call it war. They didn't think, oh, we are just retaliating. We are defending ourselves, you know. War is when the two countries, you know, agreed to go to war and fight each other. Now the Iranians, obviously, they cannot be sitting there and waiting for them to get bombed, you know, waiting for the Americans to bomb them, you know, so they're defending themselves. And this is what they're doing. Now the Kurmas, the Hormuz Strait, you know, they say, oh, yeah, the Iranians, you know, the dictators, you know, they close the strait over. And then you are everyone of these allies is saying, man, that strait was open, you know, until you got involved, you know, and started bombing Iran, and Iran got pissed off, you know, and then they closed that damn thing, you know. Now we are in a situation, in a bad situation. Oh, God, I am choked talking about this stuff, you know what I mean? So the Cirque Hollywood, I call it, Sir Hollywood. It's a circus. It's a whole circus. It's all charade, you know. And the Americans, you know, the North Americans, I should say, because if I say Americans, I refer to the old Americans. The North Americans, they are mainly learning from the Zionists how to act, how to lie, how to put shows on, you know, how to play the victim. You know, we are victims now. Nobody wants to help us. Yes, my friend, nobody wants to help you. And there will be more and more and more and more until the whole world will say to you, no, that's it, enough. Enough is enough, mate. We've been bullied and threatened and been sanctioned. We've been blocked, boycotted, you know, by you guys too long. Now it's about time we wake up, you know, and we do our own thing here, you know, and we stop you from bullying us, you know. So, yeah, I see the future. If that doesn't happen, they're going to carry on and on and on and on and on until everybody's going to be like on their knees again, you know, saying, oh, sorry, excuse me. Like Che Guevara would say, you know, I'd rather die on my knees. I'd rather run standing, die standing, you know, than die on my knees. You know, so, meaning like I put up a fight, you know, man. You're not going to exploit me. You're not going to take advantage of me. I'm going to put up a fight. I'm going to fight back. You know, I'm not going to be like the victim here. You know, I'm not a victim, man. I am a person like you are, and I'm going to defend myself. And this is what the Iranians are doing right now, you know. Now the Trump is still going around the world asking people, please tell me the Iranians won't stop firing at us. You see, this is that the childish excuses, the childish lies, you know, that he makes up. You know, Jack Canori, you remember, I don't know, the old school people, Jack Canori, there was a saying, it's a bit of like a Jack Canori, you know, like storyteller, you know, telling you stories. In Chile, it was called What the Wind Tells You, which meant that there were stories that were created, you know, by the entertainment of the people listening. I used to listen to that on the radio, you know. It wasn't on TV, it was on the radio. I could sit in my room, you know, listening to all these stories, you know. And from then on, I created an idea in my head, you know, that the media is so powerful, you know, that can actually convince you and hypnotize you into believing in something, you know. And that is what most of the dictators and bullies, you know, in this world of leaders, you know, the first thing they get hold on is the media, because they know with the media they can control the whole world. You know, they can lie to you, and you listen to this and you believe it because it's coming out of the radio, it's coming out of the TV, it's being printed on a newspaper, so that must be true then. Well, yeah, we believe in that. And that's what it is, you know, that we've been lied to, deceived, you know, by the media. The media is being used by the Zionists, by the fascists, by the imperialists, by everyone, in fact, you know what I mean, to use the media to control the population of the world. And most of the naive people, the innocent people, the people who don't know much, you know, they're not very much into politics or any much, not well informed, you know, they are the ones who actually fall into this trap, and they believe in that. And they go out there, they vote for some idiots, some clown who, when he gets to power, you know, he takes advantage of the situation. And all he does is just fills his pockets and makes pockets, you know. And you are there in desperate situation thinking, wow, man, you know, you told me you were going to do this and that, you know, and you've done nothing yet, you know. And this is the situation right now in Argentina and Chile. On top of that, Milei is giving 100,000 acres of land to the settlers who are running away from Palestine because they know the shit is going to hit the fan pretty soon and they're going to be in danger, right? Because the cowards, you know, they took over their land, they took over the properties of the Arabs, you know, the Palestinian people, and now, because they're being bombed themselves, you know, they're running away. So Milei, the president of Argentina, offered them all this land, Patagonia. Can you imagine that? Them living in Patagonia? There have already been a few of them visiting Patagonia, you know, the IDF soldiers, you know, trekking in Patagonia, finding out territory, you know, where they can actually come and retire to settle. Excuse me. So, yeah, there all these things going on because the media tells you all these lies. Sorry, but I was chewing some cinnamon and I choked. Right, listen. Oh, I'm so sorry, man. I want to get rid of this cough while I go and take some water, man. Thank you. Okay, amigos. Yes, I'm still here. Yeah, I had a bit of a cough, you know. You know, I chew cloves. shoe gloves, and I also use them for tea. You know, I make myself a cup of tea or a nice cup of coffee. No milk, but I just put some cloves in there. And yeah, to it's good for the blood pressure, for swelling, anti-inflammatory. You say a lot of good things about consuming cloves, right? And bay leaves, cloves, cinnamon, all those things in their natural state. You know, they're good for you. I drink them with tea or coffee. A herbal tea, not regular tea. Herbal tea could be the most regular tea I drink is Earl Grey, but the rest are all like got turmeric, green leaves, you know, sleep, which is lavender mixed with mint, and all sorts of herbal teas. Well, when you get to this to my age, you know, you got to look out for what you consume, I guess, you know. So, yeah. Anyway, amigos, let's carry on with the music. One more track, you know, folky track, you know, and then we're going to go into the dancing mood, man, to keep us alive, to keep us going, to keep our blood flowing. We'll be right back.
Itakurusa, 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 Itakurusa. Batista do mar, Batista do mar, Batista do mar, eu vou. Cabeça do mar, cabeça do mar, eu vou. Itacuruçá, 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 Itacuruçá. Na brisa do mar, na brisa do mar, eu vou. Na brisa do mar, na brisa do mar, eu vou.
vayas conmigo por sus senderos, rumbo a Colombia en Darien, huyen Chupunaque y Tuira, rugen Bunde y Bullerengue, ave allá la que me inspira, costa arriba hasta Colón, a ritmo de Congo, Fufuy Burgao, el Cristo negro refuerza la fe del necesitado. Pa' cuando tú crezcas pelao, pa' cuando me muera, mucha plata no te dejaré, se me fue en quimera. Te dejo esta tierra pa' que la quieras. Saliendo de la pintada, el cholito de Cuclé lleva su preciosa carga por donde peno no me. Saluda Cortés Veraguas a los viajeros. Ñandore May Urraca vuelve por sus fueros. Sigue Suero y su campiña, Vasquiña y Mejoranera. Los sentimientos del alma, Canahue y Bailadera. Al ritmo de Gelo y Fito, de la villa hasta Chitré, la berraquera, el donaire, del manito a pedací, Panamá, flote en el aire. Pa' cuando tú crezcas, pelao, pa' cuando me muera, mucha plata no te dejaré, se me fue en quimera. Te dejo esta tierra pa' que
bye. patán, patán, patán. Voy patán, patán, patán. Le, 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 patán, patán, patán. Voy patán, patán, patán. Le, 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 patán, patán, patán. Voy patán, patán, patán. Le, 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 patán, patán, patán. Voy netin, mangio si la bici. E pole, mamma le zamble, fammi le zamble, già torna ma che fan. C'est de la sauce piquante, amigo, puro pimentón. Et bien dans mon sang, tu verras ce qu'on confectionne. Tous les DJ, tu verras, vont monter la pression. Ça fait médecine, man, je suis la médecine. Et pour les mômes, les femmes, les hommes, le chat dans le maquis fun. Médecine, man, je suis la médecine. Et pour les mômes, les hommes, les femmes, les hommes, le chat dans le maquis fun. Médecine, man, je suis la médecine. Et pour les mômes, les hommes, les femmes, les hommes, le chat dans le maquis fun. Je suis dans la danse, je suis dans la partie d'été. Comme le man sergent Garcia, je te donne la solution. Là derrière le micro, je suis une vraie bombe à neutrons. Comme le man sergent Garcia, ouais, comme le man DJ. Quand je toste dans le micro, les bêtises et les chromes prêtent attention. Comme le man sergent Garcia, ouais, comme le man DJ. Car moi le chaman, même si je guéris sur la version, ça fait patang, patang, patang. Lé, 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 patang, patang, patang. Boy, patang, patang, patang. Lé, 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 patang, patang, patang. Magique, le sergent donne des frissons. Car moi le chaman, même si je propage les versions, j'allais hanter le stress avec de la bonne vibration. Et pour que tous les fois s'y déposent sans condition, tous les guns, toutes les larmes et que baissent les tensions. Pour que tous les bad boys se lancent à l'unisson. Dans la danse, tous les bois s'y vont changer la donne. J'allais hanter le stress avec de la bonne vibration. Je reviens sur le bêtement, le mets pour que baissent les tensions. J'allais hanter le stress avec de la bonne vibration. Dans la danse, tous les bois s'y vont changer la donne. Medicine, man, je suis la médecine. Et pour les mômes, les hommes, les femmes, les hommes de Jadon Makifon. Medicine, man, je suis la médecine. Et pour les mômes, les hommes, les femmes, les hommes de Jadon Makifon. Medicine, man, je suis la médecine. Et pour les mômes, les hommes, les femmes, les hommes de Jadon Makifon. Medicine, man, je suis la médecine. Et pour les mômes, les hommes, les femmes, les hommes de Jadon Makifon.
Okay, amigos, amigos, we come to the end of the show. Thank you very much for joining me today, and I hope that you're going to make it for Saturday from 12 o'clock onwards, the Abbeydale Festival. There's so many to name, you know, that I don't know. The list is so long. You're going to be entertained for 2 days, you know, Saturday and Sunday from 12 o'clock till 10 o'clock until late, you know, Saturday probably. And please attend and enjoy yourselves. And I'll be at the Broadfield because most of the bands, you know, that I would like to see are the Broadfield. Okay, amigos, take care. And as I said, enjoy the festival this Saturday and love one another and free Palestine.
Solo. lleva la sopa, aprovechamiento. El mar nos acaricia con su sola y tú me besas como loca con tu pelo al viento. Porque tú eres mi reina, mi vida la divina, llenas cada momento de pura adrenalina. Caribe, agua marina, quiero llevarte un día a una nueva fantasía. Vivir nuestra propia poesía a nuestra manera, a nuestra manera.
Sigo gozando, contigo jugando y al ritmo de la arena yo te estoy tocando.